This is Teresa Caraggio with Third Paradigm. As listeners know, the reliability of free radio broadcasts of independent news has disintegrated of late. Instead, we often hear dead air or music that's still looping from the previous night. At programmer meetings and on IndieBay discussions, this seems to be of less concern than presenting Free Radio Santa Cruz, KPFK, and other stations as attacking Spanish language programming. At the last meeting, which I didn't attend, a compromise was proposed, which involved adding 6 more hours of Spanish language news to the schedule and moving or shortening the English language programs already scheduled. It was also cautioned that we discuss this without name-calling and personal attacks, implying that we've been doing that. To explain these changes to listeners, a unified statement from Free Radio was urged, supporting Spanish language programming. This passed unanimously at the meeting, but in the interest of discussion, was tabled until the next meeting on September 20th. I'd like to propose that listeners, donors, former and current programmers who share an interest in English language independent news hold our own meeting. Whether Free Radio goes off the air or continues serving another agenda will have the same effect for us. The excellent programming we've supported with our time or money will be inaccessible. Since Free Radio runs at a monthly deficit for ongoing expenses, logically, all equipment has been paid for by donors. Who does it belong to? Does a new programmer, given the privilege of being on the air, automatically become a co-equal owner of the station to do with it what they want? Do we, as listeners and donors, have any rights? Whether or not I continue as a programmer at Free Radio, I want to continue hearing and financially supporting those who provide the valuable service of finding great programs and reliably making them available to our community. If you'd like to join us and find a time and a place that independent news supporters can meet, please email me at Teresa, T-E-R-E-Z-A, at thirdparadigm, T-H-I-R-D, .org. Thanks for your help.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakeradio.org. Of course, Johnny
hey,
Cash there with Won't Back Down. Actually, it's a Tom Petty cover that he did. And before that, we heard plea for English programming here at Free Radio Santa Cruz. Recently, you know, a lot of folks, I've had a show not too long ago where a lot of folks had called in and talked about what's going on here at Free Radio Santa Cruz, how we do have a large Spanish language programmers that are getting on free radio and programs, including news programs that are happening as well. And it's been a controversy here at Free Radio Santa Cruz because, you know, we only have 24 hours in a day. And, well, it's kind of come to a head here. I don't know if anybody goes to Santa Cruz Indie Media, indiebay.org/Santa Cruz. And there is a story posted there by one of our programmers, Daniel San, called Bilingual Programming Under Fire at FRSC, meaning Free Radio Santa Cruz, KPFK, WBAI, KPFT. And it's by Daniel San saying basically it's a story about Informativo Pacifica, which we play at 5 o'clock here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, that I guess through Pacifica Network is going to be getting cut because they're cutting a lot of funds. They're cutting a lot of programming, not just the Spanish programming, but they're cutting, you know, everything overall because of the economic crisis and what's going on. So, first of all, I just wanted to point out that there is no bilingual programming under fire here at FRSC. Maybe at other stations, Pacifica stations, but we are not a Pacifica station. And if you look at this headline here written by Daniel San, it looks like we're all grouped into Pacifica stations. We are a pirate radio station run by volunteers who get together and have meetings and decide on what gets on the air. And everything that Daniel San has proposed to be played on Free Radio Santa Cruz has played, like Informative Pacifica and many of the other many Spanish programming that you're hearing here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Nothing's under fire. I don't understand that. There's been at least up to 28 comments or 27 comments. If you want to check it out, you can join in the fun. But a story primarily about, you know, a news program that Pacifica produces that we don't produce, and then grouping us in and saying that it's under fire here at Free Radio is bullshit, in my opinion. He is also wanting to propose adding 6 more hours of Spanish language programming to Free Radio, most of that from KPFK and other Pacifica stations, where Spanish is under fire, I guess, supposedly. That'll take away a lot of the afternoon programming that you hear here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, such as Unwelcome Guests that we play on Mondays from 3 to 5, Explorations, which you hear on the afternoons, Wednesday afternoon, and other shows that are happening, as well as bumping shows like Robert Norris's Bathrooms Broadsides up a half hour, moving Free Speech Radio News to 5:30, and then playing Informative Pacifico at 5 o'clock, so switching those over, and pushing everybody else up a half hour so we can play some of the shows that we had lost in the past already due to Informative Pacifica, because for years we've been playing Making Contact and Between the Lines. Oh, God, Sprouts, Shortwave Report, all these shows that we've been playing at 5:30 are now kind of lost. Sometimes they play in the mornings, sometimes they don't if people don't come in. So anyway, we're having this huge controversy right now, and it's among the programmers. And last week at the end of my show, I put out a short little 30-second plea to listeners to call our voicemail, which is 427-4523, and state their opinions. How they feel? What do they feel about what's going on? Do they want more Spanish programming on Free Radio Santa Cruz, thus moving all these other great programs that we've been playing for years and that we've built a station and listenership around? All you out listeners out there, tune into Free Radio Santa Cruz to hear certain things at certain times. Probably not going to be hearing as much as that, as well as new programmers aren't going to be able to get on Free Radio Santa Cruz because it's all going to be taken up by Spanish programming blocks all week here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. So let's hear a couple of listeners that called our voicemail and hear what they have to say. And you can call in too as well if you want, 427-3772. is the number, 831 area code 427-FRSC, and state your concern about it. So stay tuned, Free Radio. This is from our Free Radio voicemail.
Hey, this is Jim. I've been a Free Radio donor and listener for 15 years, and I just got prompted to give a call because I think that I'm going to probably end up tuning out a little bit more if there's too much Spanish. I mean, I like to listen to the Spanish programming, even though I don't understand it, trying to, you know, learn a little bit more Spanish myself. But I don't know. I just think that, you know, I like Free Radio the way it was. And if there's a need for another Spanish pirate radio station, I think you guys should get together. But, you know, don't cut out the programming that, you know, we've enjoyed for so many years, you know. And, you know, especially for those people who don't understand Spanish and have been wanting to support Free Radio. So, anyways, that's my 2 cents, and thanks for listening.
September 1st, 2:05 p.m.
Yeah, man, I want pro-equal Free Radio. That means, like, everyone on both sides of the table is a professional and that it's pro-positive reinforcement to make everything equal within the society of Free Radio Santa Cruz. And peace. And, hey, take care, Rob Norris and Skidmark and Joe Snuffy and, hey, peace in the Middle East. Bye. Dave.
Yes, I've been a listener of your station now for a couple of years, and I heard you were going to potentially put more Spanish programming on. And when I heard that, I thought, hijo de puta, no más! So that would be... I'm not for that. Thank you.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. Sorry to interrupt Calexico there. We'll get back to that later. We do have a phone call in. Hello, caller. You had a comment?
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. This is Gene from Santa Cruz, and I listen quite a lot. And I certainly appreciate the need for Spanish programming, but I know there's a lot of radio and TV that is in Spanish now, and it would seem to me that the most practical would be to find another frequency that could be full-time Spanish Free Radio, because it's certainly been disappointing to me to see so much programming that I can't work with. I don't speak Spanish fluently.
Right.
So I would be very much in favor of trying to get a separate channel and make sure that they have what they need.
Well, maybe somewhere like Watsonville, where there's a huge Spanish community
as well.
That could
really... And that would be so much more practical for a low-power station to be right in the midst of a high concentration of people that speak Spanish, where up here doesn't really seem appropriate.
Right. Well, we only reach the city limits pretty much of Santa Cruz. We don't get any further than that because of other stations that are encroaching on us.
Yes, I know. I have business in Aptos occasionally, and when I'm out there, you can hardly get it at all. And in Watsonville, I assume you can't get it at all. I don't know.
Do you, I mean, you probably have been listening to Free Radio because of the programs that, I was
mentioning.
Many years,
indeed.
Like Unwelcome Guests. And
oh, say, I love that one. And, of course, Democracy Now!
Democracy Now!
And I'm always interested in hearing just local folks bringing their favorite music and making comments on it. I find that to be very entertaining. And but I understand that there is undoubtedly a need for a free radio in Spanish, but I don't even know that. I don't know if there are any other stations out there that are willing to present information without the limitations that are normally part of commercial radio. But it just feels, it almost feels like, you know, almost like we're being overthrown, or free radio is going to be losing out because that.
I like to use the word hijacked, actually, personally.
I'm afraid that comes to mind, yeah. Yeah, and I certainly don't want to create any animosity because
right.
I'm sure they do need it.
Well, but that's already there, so.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about the demographics, but that really cinches it that if anywhere, it should be in Watsonville, where they can, where the, a higher percentage of Spanish-speaking people would be able to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be watching and listening to see how things go, and I've been... I had actually called and said that I wanted to get more active, but just recently was involved in one of my clients passing away, and so we've been very tied up with all that. So
okay.
Now I will have some time. I'd like to get back in touch and see what I can do to help, and just want to really encourage you, and, you know, whatever it takes, make it happen. It's a marvelous opportunity for all of us to have something of that caliber here in the county, in the city. So keep
right.
on keeping on, and all my best wishes and encouragement.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. There, Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. There's a caller. You can call in if you want, if you have an opinion on the situation here at Free Radio Santa Cruz. They want to add more Spanish programming to Free Radio, thus taking out some of the regular programs that you're hearing here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101FM, freakradio.org. And we have another call. We'll just put them on the air. Let's see what's going on. Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Yes, you have a comment?
Are you on my on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, don't put any more Spanish programming on your radio, please. Just stop doing it.
Okay.
Unless you make an all Spanish day,
ah.
which would I be okay with? And then you can make an all Chinese day and an all Russian day and reflect the diversity of Santa Cruz County. But no, I just don't want to hear any more of it. I'm getting shut out when you play Spanish programs.
Okay.
And you're like I think I called you a few weeks ago about this.
Yeah.
Out that probably 99% of your listening base are English speaking people.
Right.
And here's what I do. Okay. I'm very interested in Latin America and the Latino community here, and South America, and I'm, you know, Mexican music, Latin music, I'm all for that. I love Free Radio Santa Cruz because of this diversity. I'm being shut out when they speak Spanish. I'm not going to learn Spanish just so I can do their programming.
Right.
No more than I've learned Chinese to hear their, you know, I'm not going to do it. And basically what happens is I get to work. I turn on Free Radio, and I leave it on all day because there's nothing else worth listening to on it. And I can't even stomach, after listening to Democracy Now! And Unwelcome Guests and shows like that, I can't even listen to NPR anymore. They're sponsored by Monsanto, and they're sponsored by Exxon. I can't listen to them. And they're really spineless people when I listen to their shows, compare them with the shows you guys play. And I love the wackiness of your shows. I love the unpredictability about it. And, you know, but every time a Spanish show comes on, I have to walk over and turn it off. You know, when these guys start speaking, I go, what? I don't do it when the music comes on, but when the, you know, whatever.
It's, right.
I just think there's enough now. You have a regular news report. You have a local, I guess they have an issues program, whatever they've got. I don't mind as long as it's a designated time so that I know when to turn it off. And I don't mind. It's not a big deal as long as it's reflective of the percentages. But if what we're saying about unwelcome guests, you were saying something about that?
Well, it's proposed to actually remove that from the Monday afternoon time slot.
For what?
For Spanish programming to play.
That's not acceptable.
They want to add, it's proposed to add 6 more hours of Spanish programming, pretty much all of it from KPFK. It's not even local produced stuff.
That's so unacceptable to me.
Right.
That to me, you know, you turn on your FM radio and you start at 88.1 and you go all the way down the dial to 107.5, and there are a tremendous amount of Spanish programming all through the Bay Area. And over the last 20 years, it's quadrupled in the number of radio stations that have been taken over by Latino programming. And it's so unacceptable to me. And I know what's happening. When I hear this stuff about them trying to call people racist and saying that they're under attack, that's the martyr, you know, that's the little martyr tactic they're using.
Right.
And they're trying to take over your station. That's what I'm afraid of. And I hate being xenophobic, but the fact is, that's what's happening right now. Whenever I hear people taking the martyr position like that, oh, we're being, you know, we've got a 99% English-speaking base, and they're putting all these shows on, and they're saying they're being under attack for it. Let's just put the shoe on the other foot. Let's say this was Mexico, and you had a 99% Spanish-speaking listener base, and some Americans came down there and started putting a bunch of English-speaking-only shows on a Spanish radio station. And then started saying that we're under attack when people objected to it. It's not fair. I know exactly what they're doing, I guess I have to sit here helplessly and listen to it. I guess I don't know.
Well, hopefully your input will change people's minds, and I encourage
people
to call.
I'm not somebody who's even remotely afraid to be called a racist because I know I'm not. I don't have to defend that position. I won't even listen to it.
Right.
I won't listen to those attacks. And this is it's clear cut. You guys have a huge English-speaking listening base that has made your station what it is, and we're being cut out. And if these guys were, French Canadians speaking their language, or if they were Russians, I would be equally upset about it. So, anyway,
all right,
okay, buddy.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. Another listener here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're going to break for a song right now. A brand new Rodrigo y Gabriela. They're actually from Mexico City, and I love this band. Brand new release they have out called 1111. This one's called Hanuman. That's Rodrigo y Gabriela off their brand new release called 1111. We have another caller. Hello, caller, listener. You're on the line. You have a comment?
Yeah, are you hearing me there?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, this is Matt. I'm actually a former programmer at Free Radio and continue to be a very regular listener. And I just kind of had to weigh in. I really want to hear more of the classic programming that we've heard for so long. There's so many good shows on Free Radio, and both shows that are produced at the station and that are produced outside the station, and I think they're really important. They don't get played on any other station around here. They're not easily accessible for a lot of people, and I think they make a difference and have the potential to make more of a difference in people's lives, in our local community. I think it's important that they play. As for Spanish language programming, it's great, but I really think it should be great on a station of its own where it can get to more of the Spanish-speaking community and make more of a difference. And I know I personally would gladly help out with something like that. Having a mix of languages on a station, I've always thought was odd, regardless of what the languages were. I've always thought that was strange that you I think, effectively push away most of the listeners of the first language as you transition over the other one. That's never made a lot of sense to me. And I think part of what, to me, part of what Free Radio is trying to do is get information out there that's not easily accessible, to change people's opinions, to change people's minds. We are, I think, at least, you know, for me, we're trying to, you know, change, affect the dominant culture. And here, the dominant culture is in English, and we should be speaking to them in English. That doesn't mean that English is good or better. It's just the current reality.
I think it depends on the area as well.
Well, sure, sure. In an area where the dominant language is Spanish or Chinese or whatever, well, then, you know, it would make more sense to be, you know, to have a station, to have programming in that language. It's not to make a judgment about the validity of any given language.
Right.
Language is just language. But, like, for me, I think of, like, the EZLN, the Zapatistas down in Chiapas in particular. One of the first things, anytime when people came to, like, the training camp in the jungles, one of the first things they would do is if they didn't know how to speak Spanish, that was one of the first things they did, because, you know, many people in Mexico don't speak Spanish. They speak, you know, Tzotzil or Chol, or, I mean, there's a number of indigenous languages down there. Spanish is just, you know, one of the invader languages. And they all would learn to speak Spanish so that they would have a common language among themselves to communicate with, but also that common language to speak to the dominant culture that they were trying to affect and change. And they recognized the importance of that. And I think we should recognize that same importance here, is that that's part of who we're talking to, is that dominant culture. And around here, that's in English.
Yeah.
And the other half of it, though, is I think some of what's been going on is I hear a lot of Spanish language programming, particularly when I turn on in the morning hoping to hear Democracy Now, and it doesn't come on, and instead it's what's playing is, you know, is Spanish language shows, Spanish language music that seems to have been playing all night. And so it seems like there's a lot of Spanish language shows being played. It may not reflect it on the schedule, because I know the schedule says that late night is supposed to be a mix of shows. I don't think that's happening. I know it didn't used to, and it seems like it still doesn't. It seems like it's what we mostly get is just hour after hour of, I don't know, people playing their own shows or albums.
That's what it was this morning.
Yeah.
a bunch of Spanish ska. I know Yomer's on. He does ska and punk and Espanol on Monday nights, which is a great show. But to have it keep playing all night till I get in here at, what, 6 in the morning or so, it doesn't make any sense to me that he, I don't know, he's supposed to know better than that, and other programmers are as well. And they actually should be fined for it. There was a policy passed that programmers should be fined for not putting on what you were saying, a whole bunch of different programming from other.
I remember that. I think I was still, I was still part of the station when actually that decision was made. But that doesn't seem to get implemented.
No,
I don't know why. Anyway. I really appreciate you bringing up these issues. I hope there's a way to increase the amount of alternative programming on the airwaves in general, to increase more alternative programming like Free Radio has been doing for so many years, both in English and really I would love to see another pirate station. And if that was all in Spanish, that would be wonderful. I mean, I'd love to see more low-power FM and pirate stations in general, and there should be ones that are in English and Spanish, and if some people think that it's important to do a radio station that has multiple languages, that's great. That would be their choice, but I, as a former programmer and long-time dedicated listener, would like to see Free Radio be mostly in the language that I speak. Right. Like another caller said, or maybe have a whole day of Spanish. I don't really want that, but that would at least make more sense in terms of programming, in terms of saying, okay, all day on this day, and then really make a huge effort. It's got to be a big effort to get out to the local Spanish-speaking community to know that they should tune in and try to listen then. Maybe that would make sense. But, I mean, the Free Radio's community is pretty much the city of Santa Cruz. I was, it's where Free Radio broadcasts to, which is tiny. It's not even like, Aptos or Watsonville.
Right.
We don't get that far.
Right.
I don't know. I think that's important. Anyway, thank you so much for bringing up these issues.
Sure, no problem.
Hope we get more discussion on it and find a good resolution that can hopefully make everyone happy and get out good radical information. Thanks.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. You can call in if you want with your comments, 427-3772, 427-FRSC. It's the Operation Ear Infection Show. The normal I play a lot of brand new music, which I just did, actually. Rodrigo y Gabriela. Brand new 1111. I love that band. They're actually a two male-female band. Two-person band. One on nylon string guitars, one on steel string guitars. Male-female band. And they just released their 1111 release as well. You can call in with your comments if you want about what's going on with the Spanish language programming here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And to me personally, it seems like it's time for another radio station. And it would make sense that station be somewhere where there is the largest Spanish-speaking audience, which would be Watsonville at this point in the Monterey Bay area. Not Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, we only reach the city limit. We're only 100 watts. We're not like KZSC that reaches, 100,000 watts. We're only 100 watts, and we don't get the county, the whole entire county. Once you leave city limits, pretty much the station's gone. That's who we have been broadcasting to for the last 15 years, at least I have, from the very beginning. And we've developed a very good schedule of programs here on Free Radio Santa Cruz that people have been listening to regularly over the years and gotten used to as well. The morning programming issue with Democracy Now! Getting not on time I have been coming in at least 4 to 5 days a week, downloading Democracy Now! And putting it on the air and getting all the news and information, and some of the rest of the day on if other programmers weren't showing up and coming in. And I ceased to do that anymore because of this whole issue that's going on. And so far, the station hasn't gotten it together to get enough people and volunteers to get that programming on. I've been doing it by myself. I had to pick up the slack on people that flaked on different days. That last caller was doing Wednesdays, which he quit the collective over some of the issues that were happening. And other people picked up the days, like Thursday and Wednesday mornings, and then dropped them. Or they'd come in late, and Democracy Now! Be on late. And then I started coming in and actually getting it in on time, getting Al Jazeera English on, all this other stuff. And I'm tired of having to put my effort into this if the station's going to turn into mostly Spanish. It's not going to make any sense. We're not going to have much listeners. So that's kind of my own little protest there. But still, if free radio programmers really cared about what's going on, they would be in here, especially the people that are so, you know, all about this whole Spanish thing. They would be in here dealing with the day-to-day, which they aren't. They're dropping the ball on it, and I think that kind of shows what's going on here at Free Radio Santa Cruz. So we need your help and any comments that you have on this situation so we could bring to the next meeting coming up on the 20th of September, I believe. We have a meeting where I think some of these issues, the proposal to even change the schedule even more, to flip the schedule over on its face and change it completely. And they can't even get the morning downloads and morning news on now. And it seems like they'd want to focus on getting people in here to do the morning downloads and stuff. Like I said, I've been doing 5 days for the last 2 years or so. And other people need to step up and start doing the work. All right, let's play another song here. Feel free to call in. Got about 15 more minutes left of the show before Democracy Now! Gets on time today. Here's some more Rodrigo y Gabriela with Buster Voodoo off of their latest 11/11/2009 release.
heavy head and I thought about leaving town. I could have died if I wanted to, slipped over the edge and drowned. But oh no, babe, I won't give up that easy, no. Too many tired tracks in the sands of time. Too many love affairs that stop on a dime. Well, oh babe, I think it's time to make some change around here. Of clay whose mighty ships have sprung a leak, and I want you to tell me, darling, just what do you believe in now? Well, come on over here, baby, about to give me a heart attack. I wanna wrap my loving arms around the small of your back, and I wanna pull you, pull you, pull you, pull you right up close to me. Yeah. Shake it up. Get down, don't you ever get tired of all the wicked tongues in this town. Ooh, baby, just wanna take you away from here.